Yeah, it's a tough thing because I have done funerals for both Christians and for non-believers as well.
Wow.
And yet there is such a difference between the two. I mean, like at a Christian funeral, there is hope. I mean, like we talk about it during the funeral. We talk about the fact that one day they're going to see their loved ones again with Christ, that kind of thing. But we also offer hope from Philippians 4:7, which talks about, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Even John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. So when it comes to these situations, I bring them right back to these particular types of verses to talk about God's peace, which when it comes to the world, I mean, like, they can't understand, you know, how can we have peace in the middle of a crisis? Mm-hmm. And yet, right here, Jesus is telling us, I can give you that peace. The world is going to look at you and not understand, you know, but it's a peace that only he can give. And I mean, like, what did Jesus ultimately say? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, I mean, like, it's in those times when we're really struggling, I mean, like, especially at a place like a funeral, that's where we need to turn to God the most and say, you know, I don't maybe understand the reason why this has happened, but I still trust you, and I ask you for that peace that really only you can give. I mean, like, we've been through this a number of times with our family, but I mean, like, just even more recently, of course, a few years ago when we lost my mom, you know, I was talking to my dad about, you know, how he was coping, and he was just at peace about things. And I said, you know, Dad, how are you coping? He's like, it's not me. I'm like, that says it all right there. It's not him. It's God through him.
Isn't there that verse about that peace that surpasses all understanding? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, right back to that Philippians 4:7. So it's like, you know, we get that peace from God that the world just is not going to be able to understand. You know, they're going to look at us and hopefully they'll be like, you know, I see that peace. I want that peace. Tell me about how you got it. And so, I mean, like, this is how we can get that that message out to people. I mean, like, I've seen funerals that have turned into evangelistic opportunities.
Yeah.
Because people see the peace that comes over believers and they're just like, I just don't get it. Talk to me about that. And, you know, it can be such a powerful tool even right then and there to say, this is how I have this peace, and start talking about Jesus. And so this is how you can lead someone who's grieving, and just say, you know, just direct them to Jesus. That's how it is.